let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Scourge Souls from Keith and Corman takes place during the American Civil War, but it's not about the war itself. The book illustrates the side most people never address, war's effects on the inner soul, reflecting on the innocence of the characters and daily life. Keith has had an interest in history, philosophy, politics, and faith all of his life. Retired from 30 years of public service and 40 years as a political activist, he started a consulting company in Cincinnati dealing with the economic development there and intermodal logistics. An advocate of the railroad industry, he enjoys model railroading, historical research, writing fiction, and poetry. He's also the author of a children's book, Kate and Kenny Tour the Railroad. Keith N. Corman, author of Scourge Souls, our guest on This Week in America. Keith, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Well, thank you, Rick, and I'm looking forward to this and I hope I have as much fun with this as I did writing the book.
Well, and people are having as much fun reading the book, I think, as you had in writing it, maybe even more, because they get to really see a different side of war, and we'll talk about that. So much of the Civil War, and its numbers, its statistics, now we get a whole different perspective, and I want to find out why. You've studied history for years. What inspired you to write this book?
Well, I've always loved history. But our daughter is a park ranger at the Kennesaw Mountain Battlefield in Georgia. And during their sesquicentennial, got to see and take part in many things. And it really started driving it home. It almost felt like you were actually there. And what it was it like, what went through your mind before and after. You go in as a kid, you come out as an adult if you come out, you know, so... it's like any other war, actually. The basics of it's never changed, never will change. But that's what inspired me to write it. I thought, we need to hear a different side of this. And so that's what this is about. Not in philosophy, just in life.
The book is Scourge Souls by Keith N. Corman. His website is keithcormanbooks.com, and Corman is C-O-R-M-A-N. Book available there, of course, Amazon, the usual places. You can link on directly to Keith's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We'll give you information on the book throughout the discussion here today. I mentioned a little bit about what the book addresses. Talk about what you address in the book and why the way you approach this is unique and why it's so important we get that side of the story.
Well, the beginning of the story is considered over several characters, two families in Georgia, a freed slave that has a business in Georgia, which they did, and then there's a young farm boy from Indiana, and then an attorney and a civic leader and his family in Illinois. And that starts out just with their everyday to day life and what we all go through. And eventually, It builds up, and as the battle comes closer into Georgia, the fight comes closer into Georgia, then things start heating up more so. The letters to home and home to the troops and things like that. Very, very difficult to try to write each one different so it doesn't sound like I'm the guy writing the letters to each other.
Well,
so,
I was going to ask you about developing the characters, and they are each are distinct characters. Telling the story through the characters, how challenging was that? You mentioned difficult, so it's not like Keith is putting words in the mouth of all these different characters. It's each one individual speaking, and we get that impression as we're reading Scourged Souls. Talk about the challenge of doing that and developing the characters.
Well, you have to remember, too, that, one, you're talking about different regions of the country,
yes.
So you have representatives from there. There, of course, down in Georgia, there's a different accent and mannerism than there is up here in the north. The two adults are from Cincinnati that started the business when they were building the railroad down there. And so they would have sort of an abridged, you might say, southern accent, but yet it's still got that Cincinnati sound. The boys are more Georgian because they were born there, the two sons. And the family from Illinois, the way they address things and look at it is different than the guy, the young boy from Indiana. And he has a German background. The others have British backgrounds or even Welsh, you know. And, of course, the African-American is totally, his background's totally different. He just came from being a slave, you know, and paid off to buy his family and get their freedom. But they stayed in Georgia. They didn't go up to Ohio or Indiana or some free state like that. So it was really kind of difficult at first to do it. Then after that, it became really a fun challenge to do. And, of course, my poor wife had to listen to all of these and tell me what she thought.
Well, you need that test group there, too, that focus group to let you know you're going in the right direction. Sometimes a focus group of one works just as well as a big group as you're doing that. You develop the characters. Talk about choosing the locations, because the locations are very important to the story.
Right, right. The two from the north, well, there's more than two. The one's a family that's the father, the attorney, and his assistant that was studying law at the time, or what they called reading law, because a lot of attorneys didn't go to college. They learned through a law office, like our 16th president, and like Lincoln. And then the other one is he's a farmer. His family came here to get away from war, and his father was very, very strict about he didn't want him going to war. And so that was two sides of the story. The Eileen-y wanted to join the war as fast as he could, because he also wanted to run for governor. You know, that's always a nice thing, you know, if you can become a hero. And the young boy wanted the adventure. Now, the people in the South are totally different. They had a different lean on it. The two men that had the businesses from Cincinnati, they didn't want the war coming to them, at least. And you had to see, too, that with the locals down there, they were loyal to Georgia more than they were to the Confederacy. And that's the way it was. It was all states' rights, and in addition to the slave issue and everything. So they would curse Jeff Davis and sing the praises of Joe Brown, the governor of Georgia. And but finding the thing is, ultimately, was the battle at Kennesaw Mountain at a place called the Dead Angle. And that was basically the Union's version of Pickett's Charge. And that part of it was a disaster. And according to the rules of war, the Confederates won the battle, but they had so few troops they couldn't maintain it. So they just retreated in the dead of night. And, of course, Sherman ends up going on into Atlanta, which isn't in the book. That's just a historical background. And I thought that was a total different twist. Nobody hears about Kennesaw except Civil War nuts like myself.
Yes.
Or any of this other stuff, and see what it's all about. So I thought it was time just to, like I point out, in those days, the grass was still green and the sky was blue when it wasn't raining or snowing, just as it is today. And life was just everything, and nobody thought about what this really was, the effect it was having. And you still had to live on, you know, so... but there are changes in the people afterward.
The book that we're talking about is Scourged Souls by Keith N. Corman. And Corman is Corman. The book's available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. You'll find it as well at keithcormanbooks.com. And you can link on and get all that information, of course, going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Such an excellent job of developing the characters. Were any of the characters based on real people?
Well, no and yes. Just from reading about the different things in life and why they existed and did this, the only one that was pretty well based is Augie, or August, and not August, it's August Grivey, was from southeastern Indiana. And I took from that, his name is August H. Grivey. My grandfather's name was Harold August Grivey. He came from the same background, the same everything, and even as a matter of the trains and where the railway station is and what the railroad was, and how to get to Cincinnati from there. And that family's basically based on my maternal side of the family. They were German farmers in southeastern Indiana, near a place called Moore's Hill. Anybody listening from that area knows where it is. So it fits well.
Were most of the locations in the story, the situations, based on real places, real incidents?
Yes. The thing with Obadiah Washington, for instance, is loosely based on a freed slave that was in Georgia that had a business, and he was pressed into serving the Union Army, which, aside of eradicating slavery, this guy had no use for, and actually sued the U.S. government for back money that was promised him for taking some of his horses and such, that the Union then acted like they didn't exist, and which is an odd thing. It's bypassed in the Civil War stories. So Obadiah Washington's pretty well based on that guy, but I added all our personal things and all, and what he faced with the locals and what he faced with the invading troops. And that was another different one. The thing with the railroads, those are authentic, clear to the names. That's my other interest, is railroad in history. And so the Ohio and Mississippi Railroad was a real railroad. And the chief engineer, just to show you how in touch with Civil War it was General Mitchell, Thomas Mitchell, for the Union. But this was before the Civil War, and he's a civil engineer, among everything else. And so that was, I liked that. I added that. The Western Atlantic Railroad and the references to the engineer, Pete Wilson, from The Boys at the beginning, was in reference to what we know of now as the Great Locomotive Chase. And he was one of the pursuers. So he was real. Now, what he did in his personal life, I have no clue, but probably not documented much. But I just wanted to throw those in to show how you can mix the realism with just giving a more real feeling, you are there.
You make the history come alive. The book we're talking about, Scourge Souls by Keith N. Corman, how has the story been received, and how do you hope that it's received by the public?
Well, I hope it's well received as something new, a different twist to the historical story of that era, to look at how things were from both sides, and mainly from the personal side of it, and the effects that not only that war but all wars have on people. We hear every day about the Second World War, and the First World War somewhat, but the Civil War, we hear just one part of it, and everybody's the enemy, to whoever the commentator is. And they weren't necessarily the enemy. They worshiped most of them worshiped the same God. They had the same 4th of July celebration. And there was a lot in common, and there were just as many reasons the war happened. The main one we remember today is over slavery, because that was really a positive aspect of getting rid of that scourge, you might say. So, but I wanted to include a lot of other things so people understood what it was about in the fighting. And it was terrible. It was carnage. Everybody that died in it were Americans.
When you put that in perspective like that, are you planning on writing maybe more books where you take this unique approach where you're reflective of the private lives of the people of major historical events like you do with the Civil War?
Yeah. I had several people that had read the book initially, really liked it for the same reason, and asked me the same question. I haven't got any pinned down right now because I still do consulting, and it takes a lot of my time. The economy's taken off a little while, you know, so it's keeping me more occupied in my second life, I call it. But I plan on doing that. I'm just now having a second edition, a rewrite of Katie and Kenny Tour of the Railroad. And with that book, I haven't gotten this good of a input or help, but the actor Michael Gross has made a statement for the cover and on that book.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
Hopefully we'll get the same thing out of this. Ultimately, I hope that this publication could lead to maybe a television, you know, short movie, or even a movie.
Yes.
And or a play or whatever. That's every writer's hope.
Well, I can see that happening, and you write in such a visual way that we're able to see the story unfold as we're reading the book, Scourged Souls by Keith Corman. I know that you want to spread this message. Have you been able to get out and talk to the general public? Do you like to get out and talk to the public about sort of a different aspect of the Civil War? We're all fascinated by the war. You bring a different perspective.
Yes. Yeah, I'd love to go out, and anyone contact me to see if I'd be willing to be able to. I would definitely be willing to come and speak before their group. And then to be able to answer any questions.
Yes.
or even learn some more things. Just as an example, I don't mean to drag it on, but when the sesquicentennial was going on down at Kennesaw Mountain Battlefield, I was talking to this older lady, and probably not much older than me, but you know, you're still a teenager in your mind.
Exactly.
We were talking, and I asked where she was from. She's from Macon, real, just a classical Southern accent, lady accent. And she said, "Where are you from?" I said, "Well, I'm from Cincinnati." And she said, she looked at me square in the eye, and it was funny. She said, "Honey, let me tell you this. If it wasn't from you bunch in the Middle West coming down here, we would have won that war. We'd have never heard any more about it." You know, it was. And she was serious. It was so funny. But I really appreciated her input, because it shows you how people still carry it in the North and the South.
To the
end. Hopefully the animosity is at a minimum for toward one or the other. And I think in most cases it is. I mean, you know, Jackson, the General Jackson that was, or Johnson rather, with... at that battle, ended up being one of Sherman's pallbearers upon his death, and subsequently died right after because he didn't wear a hat and he got pneumonia. So that shows you that they were able to forget and forgive, and maybe not forget, but definitely forgive.
Well, and information, by the way, on the book and getting in contact with Keith at his website, keithcormanbooks.com. A minute or so left in the program. Why do you feel it's important to read Scourged Souls, and what do you hope we take away after we finish reading the book?
Well, that they got to see what it was like, get to be able to be a part of it, and like their neighbors, and for a change, here's something that doesn't lead to a political summary.
Yes.
And we're kind of inundated with everybody's political opinions today. And I can give them as much as anybody, being in that in my past. But to learn history, you have to really get acquainted with history as it really was. We can try to rewrite it. What's done is done. And we need to appreciate that and see from it and learn from it what's good and what's bad. And so that's what I wanted to do. The bad thing is it just destroys people's lives, and physically and psychologically too. So that was one of the things. But to answer your story, I do want to write another book like something like that. It's just a matter of taking my time and doing it. So
well, we will look forward to that. Yes, and we're going to have Keith back on the program to talk about the book Kate and Kenny Tour the Railroad. And working with Reader's Magnet on these projects, what has that been like, working with somebody that's helping you with that aspect of the writing business?
Well, I've never contracted somebody that works me to death. They're great people, and they're on me to remind me, and to if I need to get something to them, and within 2 days is, are you having a problem? Can you get that to us? You know, and that type of thing. And very, very friendly. I haven't run into one that was really nasty or bad or even wearing it on their, anything that's bothering them on their sleeve. And that's a mark of professionalism. Their personal lives are their personal lives, but don't bring it to work, and they don't seem to.
Yep, let's do the job and get the word out there on Keith's books. And the book we're talking about today is Scourged Souls by Keith Corman. His website is keithcormanbooks.com. And Corman is C-O-R-M-A-N, book available, of course, at Amazon. I think you'll find it at Reader's Magnet's website as well. You'll go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly. His other book, the children's book, Kate and Kenny Tour the Railroad, we'll be talking about in a couple of weeks on the program. Keith, it's been a pleasure to have you on. Excellent job with the book, Scourged Souls. We're looking forward to having you back. Thank you for being with us on the program.
No, thank you, Rick, and it's been my pleasure and a lot of fun.
Thank you, and we'll be looking forward to having you back to talk about Kate and Kenny Tour the Railroad. Our guest on the program, Keith Corman. Information on both of his books available at his website, keithcormanbooks.com. Click on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.